Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, February 6th. Stock market volatility continued overnight, down about 140 points right now and about 700 points off the overnight lows. And we had the grains tracking this activity, but obviously not in as dramatic a fashion, making lows late overnight and then trading back a little bit firmer as the market closed at 7:45 this morning. So we've got March corn finishing the night session up a half cent at 359 and a quarter. USDA this morning announced a couple of sales, 120,000 tons to Japan and 105,000 to unknown. So the lower prices and also I think the weaker dollar as of late contributing to these sales over the last couple of weeks. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March up one and a quarter at 441 and a half. Kansas City March up a half cent at 462 and a quarter. And soybeans March up 5.5 cents at 975 and a quarter. That's about 7.5 cents off the overnight low. On the weather front down in Argentina, they're looking for mid to upper 90s over the next couple of days, and then a chance for rain south and eastern half to two-thirds over the weekend, and then some drier weather moves in the 6 to 10 day, and then possibly some more rain coming in after that in the 11 to 15. We'll have to keep an eye on that and see if those showers actually put a dent in those dry conditions. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 35 points right now at 89.76. Crude oil down 75 cents a barrel at 63.40. Overnight stock market now down about 160. And we've got gold trading up about a dollar an ounce at $1,337.60 an ounce. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.